Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala amma ba'd. I send you a link of the cartoon about one of the Quranic story about the cow of Bani Israel in chapter al-Baqarah. Those who have children, sit down and watch and listen carefully. A man, trust in Allah. Allah inspire him to take his cow, leave it in the jungle. And he died. And his family have nothing. But he said to his wife before he died, "When my son grow, tell him to go look for it. Allah will lead him to it and will be a source of income." Years go by, and in Bani Israel, a crime committed. Look at the wisdom of Allah. Look at the wisdom of Allah. They said, "We do not know who is the killer. Go ask Musa," to ask his Lord, his Lord. Allah tell them, they keep arguing until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to get a special cow, which is the cow of the boy. Slaughter it and take some of the flesh, throw it over the dead person, become alive. When you look at the story, it doesn't make sense. But this is the wisdom of Allah. One of the problems with us, everything has to be mental, according to me. To the point we have no respect to the wisdom of Allah. And the wisdom of Allah has nothing to do with the brain. Because our brain is limited according to our knowledge. And the knowledge of Allah is unlimited. Is no rule for Allah. What a piece of meat will do to a dead body? Tell me. Take a piece of meat and hit the dead body with it. The body will wake up and talk and said, "Who killed him?" Does this make sense? No. But it is a, may Allah forgive me, is a plot and plan against the agyu. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generate a story just to teach them a lesson. And later on, they have to pay a lot of money, a lot of gold for the cow. As a price, Allah give it to the boy for the blessing of his father, the one who trusts in Allah. In chapter al-Baqarah, we have this story. And we have another story with Samurai, the man who collecting all the gold and he make a cow with a hole in the back to make wind and ask Bani Israel to worship it. Again, how human being can be deceived? My dear brother and sister in Islam, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Man kana yuridu al-izza," whoever need dignity, "falillahi al-izzatu jami'a," to Allah all the dignity. You want dignity? Call Allah. You want dignity? Remember Allah. You want dignity? Trust in Allah. You want opening? Trust in Allah. You want strength? Trust in Allah and call him. Whatever you want, just trust in Allah, call Allah. Be with Allah. Teach your children to trust in Allah, to know who's Allah. Nothing better to leave to your children than Iman and good deed. The ultimate dignity the ultimate richness to be for Allah, with Allah. Imagine, if I'm with Allah, do I need anything? Tell me, can I be poor if I'm with Allah? Can I be weak if I'm with Allah? Can I be worried when I'm with Allah? Can I fear when I'm with Allah? Imagine, if I am with Allah, and Allah promised me to be with me, and be for me, to protect me, to give me dignity, to take care about my affair, to forgive me, to elevate me dunya and akhirah. Tell me, what else? Teach your children. It's not the money. It's not the wealth. It's not the show. It's not the brand name sunglasses. It's not the brand name clothing. It's not the brand name sneaker. It's not the show. No way. No way. No way. Your status, dunya and akhirah, according to your relationship with Allah, the amount of believing Allah, the amount of trusting Allah, the amount of relying on Allah, the amount of loving Allah, the amount of remembering of Allah, the amount of trusting in Allah, the amount of working for Allah, the amount to sacrifice whatever you have for Allah, you will see what Allah will do for you. He might not show you right away. He will show you later. Let your children watch the cartoon, The Boy and the King. When the boy have a choice to be a magician or be a student of knowledge to Allah, look what Allah did. The whole village become a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the boy die. And the whole Muslim died. But where does he go? Jannah. Jannah. What is the essence and benefit of this story? It's not the success of this dunya. No, no way. The success of this dunya is the oneness of Allah. The success of this dunya, the pleasure of Allah. The success of this dunya, the belonging to Allah. Unbelievable feeling. It makes you super rich, super happy, super content. It gives you value. The value is not from the people. If you're waiting for people to value you, you will always will be unhappy. But if you base the value of you with the relationship with Allah, you don't care what people say. You don't worry about the way you look. You remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What he say? He say, maybe a man, his clothes is nothing, dirty. His hair is all over from traveling. He entered the masjid, nobody care about him. If he raise his hand, Allah accept his prayer. Look at the beginning of hadith. A man, nobody care about him. And another riwayah, another narration, if he show up, nobody care. If he doesn't show up, nobody care. But if he raise his hand, Allah accept his prayer. Why? What is the message? It's not the clothing. It's not the status with outside. is the inner. What about the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah do not look in the way you look like, or your clothing, or your money, or your wealth. He look at your heart. He look at your heart. Do we train our family and our kids to make sure what they have in their heart? Lately, all of a sudden, I remember when I was very young, how my father, rahmatullah alayhi, in Ramadan, he just spent some time give a story. And I remember, after I spent some time with him, all I want Jannah. I want to be with Allah. I want to talk to Allah. To the point I remember, I used to sleep in the balcony, even if it's really cold, just only for one reason. I want to keep looking to the sky and talk to Allah. And I used to dream about flying and go meet Allah. All this coming from where? The environment. The environment my father, rahmatullah, used to do. But don't forget, if my father is fake, he reads from a book and he doesn't have it in his heart, you think it affects us? If he's not living the message, if he doesn't really say it from his heart, what I used to know about him when I was young, he cared about the poor. He cared about the needy. He will run to care about any needy in anywhere possible. He never make us live in luxury, because all his money go to the poor people. He was living the message. He trying. He didn't leave us with any money. All the money he used to tell me when I was young, he spent it for Allah before he died. And I go to the bank was zero. Zero. He said, I was leave you for Allah, with Allah. Allah is watching your heart. Your heart. Don't say things you do not believe it. Don't say things you do not do it. Be real. You will see what Allah will do for you and your children. Do you really want Laylatul Qadr? Do you want Allah to be pleased with you? Do you want Allah to look at you and smile at you? Are you really, this is what you worry about it? Do you want accepted prayer from you unto Allah? Imagine you do what you take to please Allah. And alone, when nobody see you, you communicate with Allah. And said, Allah, bear witness what I did. To care about my son, to care about my daughter, to care about me, give me good ending, Ya Allah. May Allah give us ikhlas, in the seen and unseen. May Allah give us sidq, truthfulness in the seen and unseen. And may Allah fill our heart with the purity and sweetness of Iman, and take us with 100% believe in Him, for Him, toward Him. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do. And may Allah give me good ending with the pleasure of Allah. And may Allah allow all what I done to be a source of hidayah and barakah to me and my family and to all of you and mankind. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Put the seeds of iman and yaqeen and trust in Allah in your kids. Please listen and watch the link I send you. Ya Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.